if you look at the early Yogacara, classical Yogacara writings, whether it's Asanga, Vasubandhu, Sthiramati, Asvabhava, all those guys, without exception, when it comes to Buddha nature, and they rarely talk about it, but when they talk about it, all say it's nothing other than dogme, like anatman, twofold anatman. That's it. So they're not going into any talk about like what the Uttara Tantra does actually. Of course, except for in the Ratna Gotra Vibhaga Vyakya, which is another problem whether it's really by Asanga or not. But apart from that, it's very clear in the Yogacara tradition, even that they obviously considered it as a, you know, don't, let's not get anywhere near it being like an Atman. So of course that changed later with, you know, later Yogacaras like Ratnakara Shanti and people like that. And then of course in Tibet with the whole Shentong business. But I think it's, yeah, it is radical because it questions fundamentally the whole outlook of who we are and also what it means to be on the path and what the fruition is like. And the most radical, I think, presentation is in actually in some teachings where it is said that, like for example, third and eighth Kamapa and also a few other places I have seen that, it's so radical that it actually says, it's not that sentient beings have Buddha nature, like they don't own it. It's actually something that's completely different from anything a sentient being is, and that is very radical. And they even go to the extent of saying, it's not that sentient beings have obscurations, they are the obscurations. So that is very radical, right? Because, I mean, who wants to be an obscuration? It's not very flattering. But I think when you think about it, it's extremely profound. Because what is a sentient being? It's the five skandhas. And that is exactly what obscures Buddha nature. It's made very clear in the Buddha nature text. So it's radical in the sense that basically in order to become a Buddha, you actually have to say goodbye to yourself. Like, to yourself and the world as you know it. Like, you have to go out of existence as a sentient being to become a Buddha. So from that point of view, it's not even that a sentient being becomes a Buddha. Like, it come up as says very clearly that's actually impossible. Because that would be like saying clouds become the cloud-free sky, which is not happening. No, you have to get rid of the clouds in order to experience the cloud-free sky. So in that sense, yes, it is extremely radical. And of course, it sounds like, you know, more schmoozy if you say all sentient beings have Buddha nature. Then you can still entertain some kind of notion of, yeah, that's my true self or something like that. But that's actually, when you really look at it, that's not the case at all. And from that point of view, then it's also is clear that Buddha nature is not some kind of Atman. So it takes care of that problem too.